Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lot to chat about. Harris has secured enough delegates to become the nominee, and she will be the nominee. I don't know if she'll be the candidate yet, but she'll be the nominee. They'll do that in their virtual DNC roll call vote next week. And why are they doing that? That's the question. Why? Why not just wait till August? Why not just wait till August? That's where he has my spidey sense up. No question about that. Let me play a clip for you, if I could. Last night, former President Donald Trump was on with Jesse Waters, and he talked about J.D. Vance and the attacks on him back in the day. J.D. Vance was not a Trump fan. That's saying it mildly. He was a certified never-Trumper back then. A lot of people were. I was not, obviously. But a lot of people were. We pretend like that never happened. All right? So there's a lot of people who are talk show hosts. We just pretend like, you know, we don't talk about the time that they were never-Trumpers, but they were. A lot of them wrote articles for National Review and the never-Trump issue, and they were bashing Trump on their radio shows right up until really the election, and then they begrudgingly came out and supported him. But it was nasty. It was very, very vitriolic. And, of course, now they're all on board, but a lot of them, I don't know, many of them, not all of them, but many of them kind of came to the table with their legs tucked between their tail tucked between their legs, as the saying goes. And it's a little bit, I don't know, it's just a little bit, you know, like, you know, I don't have to say it. You get it. But J.D. Vance is a guy who has come around. And I don't begrudge people for coming around. People change their opinions on things all the time. I've told you, I have great respect for Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat. She left the Democrat Party. She wrote a book, For Love of Country. You leave the Democrat Party. That's the name of her book. So I have no problem with people who realize that they were wrong and have changed their mind. People change their opinions on things all the time in life. They do. People change their opinions. I mean, how many people get divorced? How many people get remarried and then get divorced? It happens. It happens. Like life, you know, people change their mind. It's okay. The question is it authentic? That's the only question. Can you really get a sense that the person is telling the truth when they've had a revelation, or are they doing it for their own self-serving reasons? Now, I think the fact that J.D. Vance is openly going out there and saying, hey, listen, I was wrong to back the Iraq war, for example. Donald Trump was right to oppose it. I think he's had a real full circle revelation in terms of his support for, say, America's interventionist foreign policies. That would give me the belief that he's changed for real, because there's a fundamental basis to his change of thinking. Like he's changed a lot of his beliefs on things. And I'm not saying J.D. Vance is the perfect candidate. I don't really believe the rumors out there that Trump is now regretting picking him because Joe Biden dropped out of the race. I don't believe that. I think the battle is still for the Rust Belt. I think the battle is still Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I think it's still there. And I think J.D. Vance helps with all those states without question. And I think Trump also wants somebody he can pass the mantle to. And I don't think he wants to worry about being undermined by somebody who is looking to help the military-industrial complex get everything that they want. You know, I think that it would have been a huge mistake for him to pick somebody like a Nikki Haley, who worked for him. You know, Nikki Haley backed Trump in 2016 eventually, and she was in his cabinet, and then she decided to run against him. It's okay, you're allowed to run against him, but I think Nikki Haley's positions are so antithetical to Trump's when it comes to America on the world stage that it wouldn't work. It couldn't work. It's like, to use an analogy of a couple, I mean, it's such a fundamental problem that you say that marriage can't last. You know, it's not just a matter of we have different tastes in TV shows. It's much deeper than that, and it's not going to work long term. It may work for a little while, but it's not going to work long term. But I think the marriage between Trump and Vance has the potential to work, because I think J.D. Vance has the same mindset that Trump does about the deep state, about the cabal of people that actually run this country, and about how America has done way too much inserting itself in places it doesn't need to be around the world. And take Ukraine, for example. If Nikki Haley were vice president, she would work to try to convince Trump to keep the money flowing to Ukraine. No question about it. J.D. Vance is not going to do that. So those are fundamental policy distinctions right there that, in my opinion, prove that those two could be a good match. So I don't begrudge J.D. Vance for having a different opinion on Donald Trump in 2016. There were a lot of people that did, and they did so because they looked at Trump as kind of a caricature of himself. Based on The Apprentice and based on, I mean, Trump had done a lot of things in his past that were not particularly conservative. They saw how he was as president. Not all of his policies were conservative, but they liked the results of the ones that were, and they changed their opinion on him. And when it came to a fundamental question about who's better for America, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, it's an easy question for them. They said, or an easy answer, I should say. They said, Trump. Well, here's what Trump said last night when he was asked a question about J.D. Vance and the past attacks on him. Cut number one.
Why did you pick J.D. Vance?
We've always had a good chemistry. And originally, J.D. was probably not for me, but he didn't know me. And then when we got to know each other, he liked me maybe more than anybody liked me. And he would stick up for me, and he'd fight for the worker as much as I fight for the worker. We just had an automatic chemistry. And I actually endorsed him in Ohio for the Senate. And he ended up winning against a very tough field, very tough field. And he wrote a book, which was a classic, as you know. And it was all about the working men and women and how they aren't being treated fairly. And he was right about that. And I understood that maybe better than anyone else. And we just have had a great relationship. And he had serious competition. We had tremendous people, all of them, every one of them.
And I think it's going to work. I do. I think it's going to work. I think those things are going to work, and it's going to be the kind of situation where they'll be symbiotic in their sense of viewing America on the world stage, among other things. No doubt about it. So you see the billboards all the time of Morgan and Morgan, the law firm. That's different from Moron and Moron, by the way. Moron and Moron will represent you if you have a razor wire injury, but Morgan and Morgan's a personal injury firm. You see John Morgan's billboards all the time. He's actually on Fox News right now, and Neil Cavuto is interviewing him. He's very angry that the party is backing Kamala Harris. He's a big Democrat donor. I don't know if you know that or not. He's a big Democrat donor, and he's very angry that the Democrat Party is coalescing around Kamala Harris right now. He does not think she's the best candidate to win. He doesn't think she's the best messenger. He does not think she's the best person to win. And he's telling everybody he can, trying to stop this from going forward. And he said, I don't think Harris is best for the job. And he's very angry about this. So we'll grab the audio when he's done with the interview with Neil Cavuto. But I thought that's interesting. I mean, you can't drive 5 feet in this region without seeing his billboard on a bus or his face on a billboard or a bus or someplace else. And he does all those goofy ones with him, the Santa Claus and everything else. Anyway, that's the guy. And he's out there right now saying Democrats are squandering the opportunity. I got news for you. The fact that a guy like this is out there saying that right now says a lot to me. It really does. And I don't think it's an accident that he's out there saying these things. I don't think a guy like this who spends that kind of money, who donates that kind of money to Democrats, being on Fox News saying that right now, a guy who's given money to Democrats his whole career, one of the biggest donors and bundlers, by the way, he's bundled money for Democrats, to go out there and say that there are amazing Democrats out there and we are squandering the opportunity, it's a big deal for John Morgan, Morgan and Morgan, to be out there saying these things. And I got to think that my spidey sense is probably saying a lot of what is conveying a lot of what I'm hearing from people like that, that they're not happy about this. I have to show everybody in public they're all happy. But behind the scenes, you gotta wonder. Here's a little bit of John Morgan. Take a listen.
Look, we're in a moment in time where the president has backed out and we have the opportunity to get the best candidate who has the best chance of winning. It's an unbelievable opportunity, and I'm sure Donald Trump is not happy that Joe Biden has dropped out. But and Harris brings a lot of great things to the table. Women, she'd be the best speaker on abortion, her heritage, they're in very good things, but is she the best messenger? Is she the best person? Is her ways the best ways to go forward? And for me, I don't think so. To me, it's like, every year people gather to play fantasy basketball or fantasy football or whatever, and you get to pick the best players on the team. And if we were playing fantasy basketball, we would pick, in 1 second, all of us probably, LeBron James. Well, we have that type of opportunity. When I say we, the Democratic Party has that type of opportunity, but they seem to be squandering it by taking a lesser pick. And I don't understand that. And I don't like
who's your party's LeBron James then, John? Who would match that?
Well, there's probably the LeBron James is retired. His name was Barack Obama. So that was our LeBron James, and Bill Clinton was our Michael Jordan. Those are once-in-a-generation players. But there are people like Andy Beshear from Kentucky, Shapiro from Pennsylvania, Kelly from Arizona, Whitmer, and even, Michelle Obama, if somebody wanted to see if she's up for it. But and then a combination of two of those people. So that's my feeling, but I think the deal is done. I don't think there's anything more that can be done.
I'm not so sure about that, John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. No relation to moron and moron. Matt DeSantis, who would you call if you had a razor wire injury?
Oh, that one, you go moron and moron, obviously.
Moron and moron, yeah. Right, obviously. You don't go Morgan & Morgan.
No.
They don't specialize in razor wire injuries, but for the record.
But moron and moron, that's what
moron.
They're going for.
That's right. Now, has the head of Moron and Moron came out and spoken?
I haven't heard anything yet, but hopefully Cavuto gets one of the morons on before the end of his program.
Yeah, and the morons are definitely backing a Democrat because they are morons, obviously.
They're busy guys. That's probably why they haven't been on TV yet.
There are so many razor wire injuries in this country on a daily basis. How could they possibly have time to worry about this stuff? You know what I mean?
And when you think razor wire injury, you think moron and moron.
Because you are, in fact, a moron, which is why you got the razor wire injury. Duh. I'm not so sure he's right about the idea that nothing can be done, and I'm not so sure he's out there just saying this in some sort of a suicide mission. I wonder what's going on behind the scenes as they're looking at poll numbers. But again, this had to happen this way. It's just it had to happen this way. If they are going to change, make a change and push Kamala Harris out, it has to go according to a certain set of rules in order to keep woke happy, as I've told you before. So that's where we are. But Don't doubt me when I tell you I don't think that Barack Obama's silence here is accidental. I don't think the fact that Barack Obama, who John Morgan just described as the LeBron James of the Democrat Party, I don't think his silence is accidental. And I'm still not so sure yet that this is a done deal. It's a done deal for the purposes of getting her the nomination. It's the same thing that would happen if Biden were to have gone through with it, too. The same thing. It's about getting the nomination first in order to make a change. And maybe they'll be stuck with her. Maybe they are stuck with her. Maybe there's nothing they can do. But, boy, what a waste then, huh? I mean, what a waste to you spend all this energy, all this time to get rid of Biden, only to put in somebody who also loses? It just doesn't seem like a really smart move. You risk alienating Biden's voters. You risk alienating Democrats who feel the process is closed and it was undemocratic and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, they're not wrong. It was undemocratic. It was a closed door process. They didn't have a say in the matter. So you risk alienating all those people. You risk alienating young people who think the party just decided behind the scenes because they said our nominee can't win. So we're just going to shove him aside and put in somebody else. And you do all that to just put somebody else in who also loses? Like, what a waste of time and energy, if you ask me, and money potentially too. So, yeah, I know that they're saying it's a game. This is a game changer, and this is a new day, and blah blah blah. Kamala Harris couldn't even win the Democrat primary in her home state of California in 2020. Kamala Harris couldn't win anything in 2020, and it's not like she's gotten better as a candidate since then. She's gotten worse. So there's something about her that just doesn't. She doesn't have the ability, I don't think, to really connect with voters. Certainly not white working class voters. And it's not because she's a black woman. She just doesn't speak that language. She's never come from that world. You know what I mean? She doesn't understand that. She'll do the same Democrat talking points, but it's not like she can really understand what it's like to walk a mile in their shoes. So I don't know. I think the jury's still out on all this, too. Plus, she's a miserable person to work for, according to Axios. Axios has this piece about her, and it's hysterical, going on about what a nutbag she is to work for. I mean, she's really bad. It's just pure craziness. But let me I'll share a little bit of this piece with you, actually. It's a big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. About half of the vice president's staff is paid by the Senate, which requires regular disclosures. Of the 47 Harris staffers listed in 2021, only five still work for her as of this spring. Her full staff list is not publicly disclosed. So let me say that again. Of the 47 staffers listed in 2021, only five still work for her. During Obama's first term, for example, then Vice President Biden had a far more strong staff stability. 17 of 38 of his aides stay with him over a similar period. Some former aides said Harris's high standards that some did not want to keep up with, but others felt she frequently grilled them the way she grilled Trump officials, such as then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions when she represented California in the U.S. Senate. Staffers often referred to Kamala Harris as prosecuting the staff. During the 2020 campaign, Biden aides recall watching Harris interrogate her then-chief of staff, Karine Jean-Pierre, to the point that it made others uncomfortable. Oof. See, that's why I just interrogate Matt DeSantis on the air, so that everybody can be uncomfortable. It's all out there in the public, particularly for his mother to hear.
I've never felt bad for Karine Jean-Pierre until today.
This is the first time you've ever felt sympathy for the fembot?
Yeah, maybe this is like her origin story. It explains everything. She's just desperate to get away from Kamala.
I think it may be part of the Phase 5 of the Marvel Universe, the origin story on KJP.
Cool. I'd watch that movie.
She's also artificial intelligence, kind of like Vision, you know what I mean? So, not a real person. A person familiar with the matter said Biden told Jean-Pierre that she was only on loan during the campaign and that her move to the White House was always part of the plan. The relationship between the vice president's office and the West Wing has often been tense. White House aides sometimes felt Harris wasn't a team player and stayed away from any task with risk. Some Harris aides felt that the White House, particularly top aide Anita Dunn, wasn't helpful to the vice president. At times, Harris aides suspected Biden's team didn't want to give Harris opportunities to shine to avoid her being seen as a viable alternative to Biden ahead of his reelection bid. Well, I told you Biden hates her guts. It all goes back to that debate in 2020 when she said, I was one of those little girls, Joe, and took him down, savage takedown, calling him a racist, basically, for his opposition to desegregated busing. In response to questions for the article, Harris's chief of staff, Lorraine Vole, said in a statement that Anita Dunn from Obama World is a supportive colleague who works closely every day with the office of vice president. But the tensions between the Biden and Harris staffs could get personal. Some Harris senior aides told others they resented how Biden's team got frustrated with the optics of Mina Harris, that's the vice president's niece, publishing a children's book just before Biden's inauguration, but then celebrated when Hunter Biden published his book months later. They added that Biden and Harris's many accomplishments in the president's term were possible in part due to the hard work of the White House staff who viewed themselves as one team. That's what they say publicly, of course. But some Democrats found that Biden's team, they quietly trashed Harris. And they also said that was ironic, saying that considering that Biden always complained about that, Barack Obama used to do that for him. Some of the tensions between the Biden and Harris teams are because the principals are very different people, according to people who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Biden is a white Irish Catholic man who learned politics by trying to shake every hand in the small state of Delaware. Harris, 22 years younger, is a multiracial woman who worked her way up in the much larger state of California, where political races are often won by how much money you can raise and who you know, like Willie Brown, for example. There are personality differences as well. Harris is much more tuned to the pop culture of movies and music, while Biden rarely engages with pop culture in any way. Boy, that's shocking. Harris has been cautious and reluctant to participate in events that weren't utterly controlled. Harris and Biden aides both agreed on that point. In 2022, the White House internally pushed Harris to be the headliner for D.C.'s traditional gridiron dinner, but she resisted. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo did it herself. Harris has faced race baiting from some conservatives and at times focused on critical coverage of her in ways that aides have found unhelpful, like when she watched Fox News's The Five. In April of 2022, Harris was the guest for a dinner at D.C. news mogul David Bradley's home, a salon-style event that he hosts with Washington journalists and newsmakers. Her anxiety about the dinner was so awful that her staff had to have a mock dinner beforehand with staffers playing various participants. What a screwball you have to be if you got to do a mock dinner before an actual dinner. I mean, I've heard of walkthroughs at events before. That's pretty common. But you got to do a mock dinner beforehand where you actually have to play various participants and go over conversation points. Okay, that's somebody who needs to probably be medicated for their anxiety. Maybe she is. Harris's aides even considered including wine in the mock prep so Harris could practice with a glass or two. They ultimately decided against it. In endorsing Harris, Biden said that my very first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president, and it's been the best decision I've made. But that's a total lie. You know that, and I know that. Biden hates her. And Dr. you always have to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden hates her even more for what she did to her husband. In fact, it was the effort to get rid of Joe Biden. The most headwinds were met because of the fact that the Bidens did not want to see Kamala Harris get the nod. Listen, don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds, and you still have time, you know. Here's something that works for you. NJ Diet. Did you know that for over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days? That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. See, NJ Diet uses your hair, your saliva, and your blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged food, no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat, not just losing water weight. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number. And locations are close by or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Just give them a call today and get started. You still have time to enjoy the summer. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the beautiful fall weather. So what are you waiting for? And stay away from the shots. They're banned in Europe, in a lot of countries, and they have lots of side effects, and you got to use them for the rest of your life. So reach out to NJ Diet and do it the right way, the way that actually works, and even faster than shots. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. I know you've been thinking about this. So if you're not on the fence, what are you waiting for? Get started today. The sooner you start, the sooner you're on your way to losing 20 to 40 plus pounds. NJDiet.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Hoskins says, Rich, listening to Rich, he makes a good case for the Democrats possibly still ousting Harris. He is playing three-dimensional chess, and we are barely playing checkers. I still think Kamala is their horse, literally, double or nothing. Let's see here. Joan Cullen says, what you're talking about right now is what I think one of the arguments against electing Kamala should be, her record of managing subordinates. That may seem trivial to some, but it's a big deal. It shows how she would be as a president. People who are thin-skinned, poor communicators, and incapable of effectively managing a team will resort to exerting their control in other ways, i.e., dissident who would be ruthlessly crushed. That's not really a fit for our system. Newman Price, John Morgan doesn't think Kamala is the right John. Get it? John, like Philly, John Morgan, the stupid billboard he had up last year. No, nothing. All right. Sorry, Newman Price. I thought it was funny. But that's me. My buddy Val at Lucky Val Pal, who is the state committee woman for the Pennsylvania GOP, who I got to see in Milwaukee when I spoke at their breakfast. She said, Rich, today's polls aren't speaking to a Kamala nomination at the DNC. They have a big electoral vote path problem, and Kamala is polling like a roadblock. I think you are correct that she will be ousted as the nominee. We shall see. I guess it's just a matter of time. But the fact that they're doing this virtual roll call of the DNC, that makes no sense. There's no reason to do it. There's no reason to do it. The only reason they were doing it before was because of Ohio. And Ohio, you've told me this, Matt DeSantis, right? Didn't Ohio remedy that issue? So there's no reason to do it.
Yeah, they did. But there's paranoia, according to the DNC, that they may, I guess, go back on whatever.
Oh, that's a fugazi.
That's what Jamie Harrison said, the DNC chairman.
That's a fugazi.
It's like a failsafe, so just in case.
I don't believe that for a second. There's no way. Plus, they're not going to win Ohio anyway. I think it's a fugazi.
Yeah, they have no chance in Ohio.
No, none whatsoever. Not with J.D. Vance on the ticket, especially. They didn't have a chance before J.D. Vance got on the ticket. They're going to win Ohio by probably close to double digits. I say 8 points. What do you think?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch that bet. I'm already down.
You already owe me $2,000.
No, $1,000.
Well,
I feel good.
With interest.
Well, we've got the double or nothing bet now. Kamala to be the candidate.
We do the double or nothing bet, but remember the interest is accrued daily and it's compounding. Compounding interest.
Oh, no. What percent?
So, 18. Standard loan shark rates.
A day?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I operate like a South Philly loan shark. I'm not. It's just standard. It's market rate. It's all it is. Every day we loan sharks wake up, we check the prime rate in the Wall Street Journal, and then we attach our VIG to wet our beak. That's how it works. 18's a good deal. That's a friends and family discount for you, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't realize you could go higher than that.
Yeah. Now, if Andrew wanted to borrow money, I'd charge him a flat 35%.
So. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Celeste, you got kids. I'm trying to help you out, man.
The economy, it's really tough right now. So you got to take advantage of whatever you can get.
That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Got to help a brother out, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then my idiot friend's chiming in. Zioli, you had Elizabeth Pipko on during the RNC. I just saw a picture of her. These are my friends. These are morons. I can't believe I have friends who are this stupid. Texting me this. I didn't notice. Is Elizabeth Pipko attractive? I didn't even notice.
That was like 6 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 6 days ago. I didn't even notice. Is she attractive?
I didn't notice either. I don't think Razzleen is listening, so yeah, she was.
On the inside. That's all I see.
She was a good guest as well, yeah.
Beauty is only skin deep, as far as I'm concerned.
We learned that Keith Olbermann was her neighbor, I believe.
Her neighbor, correct? That's right. That's right.
Olbermann.
Imagine being a neighbor to that jackass and like the garbage cans weren't taken out properly or something. You'd probably lose it. How dare you leave your cans out overnight?
What a strange
combo.
Start
yelling at people.
I'm sure Elizabeth is a great neighbor. She's probably lovely to speak with. And then, like, you know, on the other side of the street, you've got Olbermann screaming at you.
I mean, she's a model. Models tend to be attractive. So, you know.
Can confirm.
Just saying. So, Gretchen Whitmer is not a model. Except a model of complete government incompetence and tyranny. she's a model tyrant. She is not going to be Kamala Harris's VP. This is like one of those things where you go, you know, I'm not interested in that job anyway. She had no chance of getting it. This whole talk of it being an all-woman ticket, that was never going to be a thing. That was never going to happen. But here is the governor of, Michigan, who came out and said... Well, I mean, she faked her own kidnapping, for God's sake. Come on. Cut 13.
Are you prepared to take the vice presidency if it's offered, ma'am?
No, I'm not planning to go anywhere.
So if they offer it, you will not take it?
I am not leaving Michigan. I'm proud to be the governor of Michigan. I have been consistent. I know everyone is always suspicious and asking this question over and over again. I know you're doing your job. I'm not going anywhere.
And you are endorsing the vice president?
Yes.
Why did it take you so long?
I think everyone was surprised by the news yesterday, even though there was a lot of conversation about it, and that means co-chairs included. So wanted a minute to check in with all my colleagues and let the dust settle and proud to be supporting the vice president for president.
And finally, are the two?
I gotta go. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I gotta go. I don't want the job that I was never gonna get offered. I don't want the job that nobody was ever gonna give me. All right. I'm not interested in the job that I never had a chance of getting. Truth is that Gretchen Whitmer is bummed out that it's not her, no doubt. Just like Gavin the Hair Newsom, no doubt about it. But now they're all playing the game, hoping that if there's a change, then maybe they could be the running mate for Mark Kelly if he is, in fact, the Democrat who they've chosen. What are you laughing at?
I just think it's funny that you said that she wasn't going to be offered the position anyway.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in marrying Elizabeth Pipko. I'm taken. Sorry.
People have been asking me any interest in being the CEO of Apple. No, thank you. Let Tim Cook have the job.
Yeah. You know, I was going to run Tesla, but I think Elon Musk is doing fine. So not interested. I'm happy here, you know. Yeah. I'm happy right here. So
let Elon have his thing.
Yeah, that's his thing. I'm sticking with radio and, you know, let him make his billions of dollars. It's fine. You know what I mean? It's totally okay. J.D. Vance spoke at a campaign rally in Virginia and said Kamala Harris is a million times worse. And she is. And she's a terrible candidate, no question about it. Cut number 7.
Now, history will remember Joe Biden as not just a quitter, which he is, but one of the worst presidents in the United States of America. But my friends, Kamala Harris is a million times worse, and everybody knows it. She signed up for every single one of Joe Biden's failures, and she lied about his mental capacity to serve as president. Our country has been saddled for 3.5 years with a president who cannot do the job. And that is all because Kamala Harris and the rest of the Democrats lied about his ability to be our president. I think we ought to kick them all out come November and replace them with some people who care about this country.
She's a wacky authoritarian. No doubt about that. In fact, Dan McLaughlin over at National Review has a great piece on that. Kamala Harris is still a dangerous authoritarian. I'm going to get to that with you. But listen, you know, don't let it be lost on anybody, too, that when Kamala Harris running for president of the United States of America has made so many enemies in her own party, getting to where she is right now. A lot of those people are going to be leaking things about her, and a lot of negative things are going to come out about her. And we have just yet to see the surface of all of that. They all have to play nice right now. They have to. This is how it has to be. But it's going to start leaking like a sieve. All the things, like that Axios article, all these people would say what a terrible person she has to work for. That's just the beginning. That's the beginning of what you're about to see, which is a tidal wave, I think, of people coming out and saying how terrible this person really is. Okay, so Jerry Hovavo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know, we're very blessed to have them as our studio sponsor. And I'm very blessed that for all these years, I've been doing business with them. And I've had the opportunity to be able to drive every Volvo imaginable. The S-Class, the S60, made right at their plant in South Carolina. I love driving that one. That was great. That's a very fast car, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful sedan. But I'm more of an SUV guy. So I love driving the XC40, the XC60, the midsize, or the XC90, which is the Zioli family car. That's right. It's our official family car, and we love it. It's got the third row for all the kiddos, but I like it because it's stylish and it's fast, and it's got all the latest bells and whistles, keep you nice and safe on the road, an incredibly pleasurable driving experience. That's why I love it. And I love the experience I have at Cherry Hill Volvo, because there simply is no other dealership like it anywhere. They're our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. That's because Judith Yosef and the entire team understand how important our station is, and they stand with us every day. I hope you will stand with them, too, because in this age of cancel culture, it means a lot. Well, let's talk about the XC90 for a second. Right now, they have discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers at Cherry Hill Volvo. So if you're thinking about it, if you need a bigger SUV, if you're thinking about the family car, please don't do minivan. Don't do one of those gigantic SUVs that are so cumbersome you can't even park them. No, the XC90 is perfect. It's got the third row. plenty of cargo space, and it is stylish and beautiful and luxurious. But if you want to have a different model, they have the 2024 model year sell down going on right now. And take it from me, since I've gotten the drive, every single Volvo in stock pretty much, I mean every model, I know they're all great cars. They all have their own unique points about them. Just depends on what you're looking for. But either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, they've got you covered, and they'll give you a great experience. That's why people go back there year after year. Some customers have been customers for decades, like my buddy Justin Green, my dermatologist. He's been going there for years buying his Volvos at Cherry Hill Volvo. There's a reason people keep coming back. It's a pleasure doing business with them. And they always make sure to give you that luxury experience that you deserve. So please, reach out to them today. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Remember, $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers and the 2024 model year sell down. So go with the official car of the Zioli family, the XC90. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You'll love the space and you'll love the style. But either way, no matter which model you choose, choose it at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
She is an authoritarian of the utmost degree. I'm going to share those thoughts with you as well. We have Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us at 5 o'clock today on the show. Very excited to talk to the senator. And yeah, that'll be great. So we still have a long way to go here. It's kind of a short week for me. Thursday, I have to go to New York for a double secret probation assignment, which I can't discuss. But that's Thursday. I'll be in New York. And I think Opelka's in. And then on Friday, I'm finally getting my deviated septum repaired. This friggin' thing, I can't breathe, you know? So in fact, the doctor who's doing the surgery said, in the 30 years he's been doing it, he said, I have one of the 10 worst cases he's ever seen. He said, how do you breathe? I said, I try not to. I really don't. Try to just end it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who needs oxygen?
Nah, just hold my breath as much as possible. So hopefully I'll stop snoring as much. That's a kind of a goal, you know? And so that's Friday. So anyway, it's kind of a short week, but we got a long way to go here till November. And then we're going to be in Chicago for the Democrat National Convention in August. That's going to be an S show of the utmost degree. No doubt.
I'm looking forward to the deep dish pizza.
You would. The thing about it is that you'll wind up going to Pizzeria Uno like a typical tourist.
That's the only one I know.
You will.
It's the only one I know of.
Yep. You'll wind up doing that and you'll infuriate me as usual as opposed to going to an actual good place. Chicago pizza is not pizza. It's pie is what it is. It's not pizza.
It looks tasty.
But anything that you have to eat with a knife and fork is not, I have a hard time calling pizza. That's just
Thank you, Andrew. Very wise words. You're correct.
That's why I'm not a big fan. Like, it's good. I've had Uno's. I haven't had authentic Chicago. But, like, it looks good. Like, well, from what I've seen on, like, you know, like TV shows, like Travel Channel and stuff.
Just it's a lot of cheese and dough. What could go wrong?
And it's upside down. It's upside
down. What could go wrong?
Isn't it upside down?
Cholesterol could go wrong. A heart attack could go wrong. Just being tired, having no energy, not sleeping. Erectile dysfunction. Need I go on?
From pizza?
Not having enough oxygen. That's a problem.
From having a deep dish pizza that's 50 billion calories. It's layers of dough and cheese and ooh.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to the hot dogs.
Chicago hot dogs are the best. I will give you that. They are fantastic.
What about the Italian beef dip sandwich?
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you're talking my language. All right.
We got my family. We have friends that we went to high school with. They live in Indiana, but they're right, like, close enough to Chicago. Mm-hmm. They talk about all the places to get the beef dip sandwiches from and everything. So
I've had one of those. It was from a place called Portillo's.
That's the one they were talking about.
I think it's technically like a chain, a fast food chain,
yeah,
but it's
kind
upscale.
Of a chain now. Yeah, it's like really, really fancy.
Oh, delicious.
She was talking about the beef dip sandwich, and they have what's called the chocolate cake shake.
Yes, that
and
is,
all
yeah,
of that stuff. So apparently deep dish pizza is not the only thing that... you got to be worried about when you go to that city, apparently.
Well, Andrew, why don't you come instead of DeSantis? Because you've been better tasting food. Listen, why did
I get uninvited? I mean, isn't it more important that DeSantis goes instead of me?
No, not at all.
He said it, so.
Not at all.
I didn't do much at the RNC convention. I pretty much just
Rich, just send some emails out, you know, just type some stuff and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'm way too lazy to do that. But if you want to send them on my behalf, go ahead.
Okay. I'll CC you on those emails just to make sure that you're on board and you know about it.
Actually, DeSantis would love to not go to Chicago. It'd be like Br'er Rabbit going back to the Briar Patch. He would love to not have to go. He's, oh, please don't make me stay back and stay here in Jersey, please.
It depends what type of hotel we end up being placed in. If it's similar to the one that we're in Milwaukee, I probably wouldn't, you know, be totally upset if I were forced to remain at home. If it's a decent hotel, then I'm in.
Yeah.
As long as I can get my deep dish.
No doubt about it. If it's a good hotel, but you know where we work, so just be mindful of that and lower your expectations.
I just don't want to see another roach. I don't think that's asking for too much.
Mm. No.
It's like one of those situations you hope for the best, but, you know, in reality, you got to prepare for, you know, what you know is actually going to be the situation. So
yeah, you got to know what you're getting into. You know, Dave Portnoy does not like Chicago pizza. You know that, right? He said it's not Chicago. It's not pizza.
No. Has he done a review for that? Like, I don't think I've ever seen him. Yeah, he refuses to do it.
Because it's not real pizza. That's why. Mm-hmm. And Portnoy knows his stuff. I mean, there's even an app now, a Barstool app, which I use when I'm traveling to find good pizza, and he won't do it because it's not pizza. So good for him. I mean, he's a man. He puts his money where his mouth is.
There's an 8-4. He ranked an 8-4. That's near where we live in Jersey.
Oh, really?
Now, he does he's also very outspoken on what the Democrats are doing with regards to messing with democracy, much like how Chicago messes with pizza, and it's not really pizza. And what the Democrats are doing right now is not really democracy. So he accused the Democrats of trying to hijack democracy, and he's right, by the way. He's absolutely correct. He took to Twitter on Sunday, or X, to talk about this while he was sailing in Nantucket, Massachusetts. He almost died, by the way. Captain Dave almost had a major accident, but he's okay. He's alive. He'll continue reviewing pizza. This is what he said. Take a listen.
How much did they have to pay the Bidens, the DNC? What was his retirement package? What did Joe Biden, Hunter, what did they get? Because that's all this has been, you know, for a month or 2 months. It has been, what do we have to do to get you out of this race, Joe? Whatever, they finally got the right price, whatever that may be. It's what I said from the beginning. They whacked Joe when the powers that be sent him out for that debate with Trump. They knew what we've known forever. If you have two eyes and a brain, that he was a lettuce head, a vegetable. It's the right movie, shouldn't run. It's not for the right reasons. Like, he has been this way for years, and the Democrats have been hiding it. Then they're like, well, he probably can't beat Trump, so we got to get somebody else in there. How they waited this long, so now what? They can handpick, basically, who the replacement's going to be? What is it, Gavin Newsom, that slime bag from California? I hope not. Kamala, maybe, with Newsom on the ticket. Gretchen Whitmer, also not a fan. How they waited this long is insanity, and they're trying to hijack, basically, democracy.
He's right. And his point about what was the retirement package for Joe Biden, one of the things that has to include, no question about it, is the pardon for Hunter Biden. No doubt about it. So the next thing you're going to hear is probably the government saying that they're delaying the trial of Hunter Biden, or Biden's going to come out and pardon him and then step down. But that's definitely part of the deal. Because remember, the trial on Hunter Biden directly links back to the big guy, that's Joe. So that was part of the exit package that they worked out. The other part of the exit package, of course, is making sure that Biden can keep all his money, because he's made a lot of it. I mean, he doesn't want to deal with any pesky IRS audits or anything like that. And everything around Hunter ties directly into Joe. So that's going to go away soon. No question about it. But the question I have is, how much longer does Biden stay as president? You know that he's eventually going to give it up. I don't think he goes till January. And I think that he tries to give Kamala Harris the advantage, or they give her the presidency to get her out of the race. But there's no way that this guy is making it all the way to January. No chance. All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got Senator Tommy Tuberville on. We'll talk to him. And the question for you is Kamala Harris one of the biggest authoritarians you've ever heard of? Great piece by Dan McLaughlin over at National Review I'll share with you. And in New Jersey, speaking of Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez will be officially resigning in August. So he'll be out. And King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, Governor Phil Murphy, will be appointing his successor. Menendez is a slime ball, no doubt about it. And he saw the writing on the wall that he was not going to win. He was going to run as an independent, but he's not going to do that anymore, which is a bummer because Curtis Bashaw, who's a Republican running for U.S. Senate, has a good shot. He's got a good chance here. He would have had a better chance, obviously, if Menendez stayed in and then took votes away from Andy Kim, who's a Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. But Menendez is a slime ball. They only went after him, though, because he crossed the Obama administration on the Iran deal. That was the first time they went after him. That resulted in a hung jury. And then he went after the Biden administration on the Iran deal. And then that's when they went after him the second time around. This time they got the win. They got the guilty verdict. And it was kind of it was really an open and shut case. I mean, gold bars and Mercedes Benz for his wife, all kinds of deals, getting the guy, his buddy, the halal meat inspection contract, even though the guy never inspected halal meat ever in his life before, but he got him that exclusive deal for the nation of Egypt. And Menendez, as the head of the very powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee, selling out the United States of America to help Egypt and Qatar. So that's what happened, and now Menendez will be officially out come August. Don't know yet who Murphy's going to appoint. Don't know if he'll appoint his wife so she could be senator for a couple months, or if he'll appoint Andy Kim to help give him a leg up going into the November election, but that's where things stand today. Menendez making that official today that he's out come August. So we'll expect to hear His Royal Ruggedness make some announcements to see which peasant will be graced with the king's blessing to go to the U.S. Senate. All right, 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. As we continue, we got our Grand Hotel happy hour with Senator Tommy Tuberville. Don't go away. Don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. But here's something that does work. And that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged meals, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
She is an authoritarian of the utmost degree. I'm going to share those thoughts with you as well. We have Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us at 5 o'clock today on the show. Very excited to talk to the senator. And yeah, that'll be great. So we still have a long way to go here. It's kind of a short week for me. Thursday, I have to go to New York for a double secret probation assignment, which I can't discuss. But that's Thursday. I'll be in New York, and I think Opelka's in. And then on Friday, I'm finally getting my deviated septum repaired. This friggin' thing, I can't breathe. You know. So in fact, the doctor who's doing the surgery said, in the 30 years he's been doing it, he said I have one of the 10 worst cases he's ever seen. He said, how do you breathe? Said, I try not to. I really don't. Try to just end it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who needs oxygen?
Nah, just hold my breath as much as possible. So hopefully I'll stop snoring as much. That's a kind of a goal, you know? And so that's Friday. So anyway, it's kind of a short week, but we got a long way to go here till November. And then we're going to be in Chicago for the Democrat National Convention in August. That's going to be an S show of the utmost degree. No doubt.
I'm looking forward to the deep dish pizza.
You would. The thing about it is that you'll wind up going to Pizzeria Uno like a typical tourist.
That's the only one I know.
You will.
It's the only one I know of.
Yep. You'll wind up doing that and you'll infuriate me as usual as opposed to going to an actual good place. Chicago pizza is not pizza. It's pie is what it is. It's not pizza.
It looks tasty.
But anything that you have to eat with a knife and fork is not... I have a hard time calling pizza. That's just...
Thank you, Andrew. Very wise words. You're correct.
That's why I'm not a big fan. Like, it's good. I've had Uno's. I haven't had authentic Chicago. But, like, it looks good. Like, well, from what I've seen on, like, you know, like TV shows, like Travel Channel and stuff.
Just it's a lot of cheese and dough. What could go wrong?
And it's upside down.
What could go wrong?
Isn't it upside down?
Cholesterol could go wrong. A heart attack could go wrong. Just being tired, having no energy, not sleeping, erectile dysfunction. Need I go on?
From pizza?
Not having enough oxygen. That's a problem.
From having a deep dish pizza that's 50 billion calories. Layers of dough and cheese and ooh,
I'm looking
it's not
forward
pizza.
To, I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to the hot dogs.
Chicago hot dogs are the best. I will give you that. They are fantastic.
What about the Italian beef dip sandwich?
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you're talking my language. All right.
We got my family. We have friends that we went to high school with. They live in Indiana, but they're right like close enough to Chicago. Mm-hmm. They talk about all the places to get the beef dip sandwiches from and everything. So
I've had one of those. It was from a place called Portillo's.
That's the one they were talking about.
I think it's technically like a fast food chain,
yeah,
but
it's kind
upscale.
Of a chain now. Yeah, it's like really, really fancy.
Oh, delicious.
She was talking about the beef dip sandwich, and they have what's called the chocolate cake shake.
Yes, that
and
is,
all
yeah,
of that stuff. So apparently, deep dish pizza is not the only thing that you got to be worried about when you go to that city. Apparently.
Well, Andrew, why don't you come instead of DeSantis? Because you've been better
taste
in food.
I mean, isn't it more important that DeSantis goes instead of me?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, he said it. So.
Not at all.
I didn't do much at the RNC convention. I pretty much just
Rich,
sat
just send some emails out. You know, just type some stuff and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'm way too lazy to do that. But if you want to send them on my behalf, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll CC you on those emails just to make sure that you're on board and you know about it.
Actually, DeSantis would love to not go to Chicago. It'd be like Br'er Rabbit going back to the Briar Patch. He would love to not have to go. He's, oh, please don't make me stay back and stay here in Jersey, please.
It depends what type of hotel we end up being placed in. If it's similar to the one that we're in Milwaukee, I probably wouldn't, you know, be totally upset if I were forced to remain at home. If it's a decent hotel, then I'm in.
Yeah.
As long as I can get my deep dish.
No doubt about it. It's, if it's a good hotel, but you know where we work, so just be mindful of that and lower your expectations.
I just don't want to see another roach. I don't think that's asking for too much.
Mm. No.
It's like one of those situations you hope for the best, but, you know, in reality, you got to prepare for, you know, what you know is actually going to be the situation, so.
Yeah, you got to know what you're getting into. You know, Dave Portnoy does not like Chicago pizza. You know that, right? He said it's not Chicago, it's not pizza.
No, has he done a review for that? Like, I don't think I've ever seen him. Yeah, he refuses to do it.
Because it's not real pizza, that's why. Mm-hmm. And Portnoy knows his stuff. I mean, there's even an app now, a Barstool app, which I use when I'm traveling to find good pizza, and he won't do it because it's not pizza. So good for him. I mean, he's a man, he puts his money where his mouth is.
There's an 8-4. He ranked an 8-4 that's near where we live in Jersey.
Oh, really?
Now, he does also, he's also very outspoken on what the Democrats are doing with regards to messing with democracy, much like how Chicago messes with pizza, and it's not really pizza. And what the Democrats are doing right now is not really democracy. So he accused the Democrats of trying to hijack democracy, and he's right, by the way. He's absolutely correct. He took to Twitter on Sunday, or X, to talk about this while he was sailing in Nantucket, Massachusetts. He almost died, by the way. Captain Dave almost had a major accident, but he's okay. He's alive. He'll continue reviewing pizza. This is what he said. Take a listen.
How much did they have to pay the Bidens, the DNC? What was his retirement package? What did Joe Biden, Hunter, what did they get? Because that's all this has been, you know, for a month or 2 months. It has been, what do we have to do to get you out of this race, Joe? Whatever, they finally got the right price, whatever that may be. It's what I said from the beginning. They whacked Joe when the powers that be sent him out for that debate with Trump. They knew what we've known forever. If you have two eyes and a brain, that he was a lettuce head, a vegetable. It's the right movie, shouldn't run. It's not for the right reasons. Like, he has been this way for years. And the Democrats have been hiding it. Then they're like, well, he probably can't beat Trump, so we got to get somebody else in there. How they waited this long, so now what? They can handpick, basically, who the replacement is going to be? What is it, Gavin Newsom, that slime bag from California? I hope not. Kamala, maybe, with Newsom on the ticket. Gretchen Whitmer, also not a fan. How they waited this long is insanity, and they're trying to hijack basically democracy.
He's right. And his point about what was the retirement package for Joe Biden, one of the things that has to include, no question about it, is the pardon for Hunter Biden. No doubt about it. So the next thing you're going to hear is probably the government saying that they're delaying the trial of Hunter Biden, or Biden's going to come out and pardon him and then step down. But that's definitely part of the deal. Because remember, the trial on Hunter Biden directly links back to the big guy, that's Joe. So that was part of the exit package that they worked out. The other part of the exit package, of course, is making sure that Biden can keep all his money, because he's made a lot of it. I mean, he doesn't want to deal with any pesky IRS audits or anything like that. And everything around Hunter ties directly into Joe. So that's going to go away soon. No question about it. But the question I have is, how much longer does Biden stay as president? You know that he's eventually going to give it up. I don't think he goes till January. And I think that he tries to give Kamala Harris the advantage, or they give her the presidency to get her out of the race. But there's no way that this guy is making it all the way to January. No chance. All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got Senator Tommy Tuberville on. We'll talk to him. And the question for you is Kamala Harris one of the biggest authoritarians you've ever heard of? Great piece by Dan McLaughlin over at National Review I'll share with you. And in New Jersey, speaking of Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez will be officially resigning in August. So he'll be out. And King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, Governor Phil Murphy, will be appointing his successor. Menendez is a slime ball, no doubt about it. And he saw the writing on the wall that he was not going to win. He was going to run as an independent, but he's not going to do that anymore, which is a bummer because Curtis Bashaw, who's a Republican running for U.S. Senate, has a good shot. He's got a good chance here. He would have had a better chance, obviously, if Menendez stayed in and then took votes away from Andy Kim, who's a Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. But Menendez is a slime ball. They only went after him, though, because he crossed the Obama administration on the Iran deal. That was the first time they went after him. That resulted in a hung jury. And then he went after the Biden administration on the Iran deal. And then that's when they went after him the second time around. This time they got the win. They got the guilty verdict. And it was kind of it was really an open and shut case. I mean, gold bars and Mercedes Benz for his wife, all kinds of deals, getting the guy, his buddy, the halal meat inspection contract, even though the guy never inspected halal meat ever in his life before, but he got him that exclusive deal for the nation of Egypt. And Menendez, as the head of the very powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee, selling out the United States of America to help Egypt and Qatar. So that's what happened, and now Menendez will be officially out come August. Don't know yet who Murphy's going to appoint. Don't know if he'll appoint his wife so she could be senator for a couple months, or if he'll appoint Andy Kim to help give him a leg up going into the November election, but that's where things stand today. Menendez making that official today that he's out come August. So we'll expect to hear His Royal Ruggedness make some announcements to see which peasant will be graced with the king's blessing to go to the U.S. Senate. All right, 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. As we continue, we got our Grand Hotel Happy Hour with Senator Tommy Tuberville. Don't go away. Don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. But here's something that does work. And that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged meals, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.